In the Best Families by Rex Stout. Copyright 1950 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of In the Best Families was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1995 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. It was nothing out of the ordinary that Mrs. Barry Rackham had made the appointment with her finger pressed to her lips. That is by no means an unusual gesture for people who find themselves in a situation where the best they can think of is to make arrangements to see Nero Wolfe. With Mrs. Barry Rackham, the shushing finger was only figurative, since she made the date speaking to me on the phone. It was in her voice, low and jerky, and also in the way she kept telling me how confidential it was, even after I solemnly assured her that we rarely notified the press when someone requested an appointment on business. At the end, she told me once more that she would have preferred to speak to Mr. Wolfe himself, and I hung up and decided it rated a discreet routine check on a prospective client, starting with Mr. Mitchell at the bank and Lon Cohen at the Gazette. On the main point of interest, could she and did she pay her bills, the news was favorable. She was worth a good $4 million and maybe five. Calling it four and assuming that Wolfe's bill for services rendered would come to only half of it, that would be enough to pay my current salary, as Wolfe's secretary, trusted assistant, and official mat, for 167 years. And in addition to that, living as I did there in Wolfe's house, I also...